This is Michael Bozzi. Welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. Glad that you could be here. Hope that you all had a really nice holiday season and are ready to get 2016 kicked off with a bang. I know that I am. I'm really looking forward to this year because, well, as I mentioned in the last episode, I've got a couple new projects, which I'm really excited about. As you know, if you're a regular listener, I've been running my own business for now 2 full years, and I've learned a ton about, you know, becoming a consultant, helping folks design a content strategy, do content marketing, build an audience. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. And I always joke with friends that, okay, now that I've sort of figured out how to do that, it's time to mess with that and do some things that, well, that I'm not sure will work. So I thought I'd jump right in and do a couple new things. So I wanted to give you a little overview of what my new projects are, and hopefully you'll find this to be, well, if not interesting, maybe inspiring or whatever. Take it for what it is. But here it is. The first thing that I'll be doing starting next week is I'll be teaching a course that I designed at Emerson College here in Boston. The course is called Fundamentals of Content Strategy. It's a seminar course for grad students. Really looking forward to this. This is something that I haven't done before. And, you know, it's been just a really interesting thing, sort of coming up with the course itself, designing the syllabus. You know, I know the content really well, obviously, but starting to design that into something where I'm actually teaching it in a more formal fashion. You know, I look at what I do in general with clients as teaching, to be sure, teaching, mentoring, coaching, all of that. But that's been sort of different, right? If you think about it, that's been more on the fly and dynamic and responsive to the specific needs of an audience. With this, you know, I'm leading a discussion throughout about content strategy, using content marketing as a piece of that, and, you know, just in a really formal, structured fashion. So this will be a little bit of a change of pace for me, but I'm really looking forward to it. So this course will be run as a live project, which means I'll have the students actually doing content strategy with a project that they run. And they'll be doing this ongoing for, 13, 14 weeks. And the central premise is around them teaching something that they know to someone else and using content to do that. And so it's, you know, conceiving the idea on their own, developing that, and then sort of propagating that using content marketing and learning all the skills and all the little nuances around it. I mean, it should be really fascinating. And, you know, I got the chance to sit in on a class last semester just to see what the students are like, and I was really impressed. Emerson students are really sort of hands-on, jump right in, unafraid, and I just love that. It's really super aligned with sort of the way that new media runs, and it just should be a ton of fun. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. Like I said, I sort of view what I do as teaching. And as you know, if you're a regular listener, I mean, 17 years in educational publishing means that I really understand teaching just from working with some of the best educators around. And I just learned a lot from them. And, you know, now this is my chance to apply it. Now, I was asked by the college to prepare a statement of teaching philosophy, which was actually a lot of fun because, like I said, I learned a lot from the folks who I worked with over the years in my career. And just combined with the way that I sort of teach my clients now, and even the folks who are not clients, just sort of, you know, doing this podcast and blogging and all that, like I said, I look at it as teaching. So it was really interesting to sort of pull that together and formalize that too. This process is really been interesting for that. So I've posted a copy of that teaching philosophy so that you can see it for yourself. Just a really fun exercise. So, all right. So wish me luck with that. And, you know, I'll keep you updated on how it goes. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, should be a lot of fun. The second big project of 2016 is that I'm also designing a new course that's for creatives. So I think of that as, you know, anyone who's a writer, musician, or visual artist, and designing this online course so that I can sort of teach them the basics of content strategy. You know, the working title is Content Strategy for Creatives. I'm not sure that I like that title yet. But anyway, the whole idea here is to sort of, you know, help people get their content together, use it to build an audience. You know, it's sort of, think of it as sort of folks who are trying to make a business out of this, and it's just-in-time learning for people who want to be professional writers, musicians, or visual artists. And yeah, of course, sure, you can learn this on your own. You could spend years, you know, with Google search, YouTube, videos, blogs, whatever. But the idea here is to present it in a structured way so that it's delivered in a way that makes sense to you. It's logical. It takes far less time than sort of doing all the search. So in other words, I kind of take it and de-risk it for you and show you how to do it. And of course, as you know from this podcast, I mean, the nuances are really important in this. You can learn the basics, but the nuances are everything. And given the fact that I'm a practitioner, I can save you a lot of time with that. And that time has value, right? So this course will be a paid course. I'm working in partnership, in my first business partnership, with another guy who has been doing this already. His name is Dave Kusek, and he runs the New Artist Model and a bunch of other great courses for musicians. And of course, paired with Dave, I've worked with authors all my life, or at least my professional career. And so that makes up, you know, two segments of our audience. And of course, we'll have to get really good at the visual artist piece of it. But I expect to learn a lot from Dave. You know, Dave already has a few successful courses. Just should be a lot of fun, another huge learning experience for me, which I'm really looking forward to. I've meant to do this for a long time, just sort of been thinking about it, planning it, and sort of, you know, getting all my content together, all the expertise, especially over 2 years of intensively working with this, and then partnering up with someone who really knows how to deliver this type of thing. It should be really a lot of fun. So, you know, in pie in the sky, what I would love to have is that, you know, maybe we create this community, you know, beyond just delivering content here, solve a problem for you, but wouldn't it be so great if we could get a community of creative folks together to help one another, learn from one another, so it just sort of goes beyond the four walls of the course into something that, you know, where folks can help one another throughout the rest of their careers. That's a lot to hope for. I mean, it's relatively easy to build a course, you know, create and produce the content for it compared to building a community. But that's the dream anyway. That's what I'd love for this thing to be. So, and here's a little request for you, if you don't mind. Like I said, I'm not very happy with the name, and neither is Dave. Content Strategy for Creatives. That's pretty direct and descriptive, but I'm looking for something that was a little bit, I don't know, more evocative or more illusory, and that doesn't quite do it for us. I mean, maybe that's what it'll be called. I don't know. But here's the favor. If you don't mind, we're doing a little survey, which you can find at michaelbosey.com/CSC for Content Strategy for Creatives. So michaelbosey.com or mbosey.com/CSC. And this survey is just to help us find out how you talk about yourself as a creative person. So if you are a writer, a musician, a visual artist, a designer, a music producer, a blogger, an author, whatever, if you're doing something that is in the creative realm, I'd love to hear how you talk about yourself and your work. And that's what this survey gets at. It's only about 5 minutes. It won't take you very long, but it'd be of huge help to me and to Dave, and would really appreciate that if you wouldn't mind doing that. So stop by at that link, mbozy.com/CSC. I'll put it in the show notes for you. That'd be a huge help. All right, so hey, that's what I got going on over the next few months. That's the way that I'm kicking off 2016. I hope that you got big plans as well for this year, plans to be super productive, to make a difference in the world. You know that I'm on your side when it comes to that. I just love seeing folks who are sort of, you know, self-identify as the underdog, the small player, go out there and make a big difference, because you can do that in today's world, which I just love. I just think it's endlessly fascinating. And if you are that person, I am behind you. I'm rooting for you. And I hope that this podcast in general helps you do that, helps you sort of stand tall and walk right past the gatekeeper to do what you want, connect with an audience directly, provide value to them, and, you know, build a business, a career, or whatever you want out of it. I just think it's possible today, and you can do it. I'm your fan, and I'm here to help you. So, okay, I'll leave it there, and I'll get back to sort of the regularly scheduled programs starting next week. I got a bunch of topics that I want to talk about. Should be a lot of fun. So thanks for listening to sort of a, you know, a personal message rather than something that's probably directly helpful to you. Hope that you enjoyed anyway, and good to check in with you. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks a lot.